Even if you graduated Asheville's Irwin High School alongside Caleb Johnson, you probably remember him more for this. Than for anything Johnson has done in his home city.
You know, you gotta come on and you gotta deliver, you gotta seize the moment, you gotta carpe diem, you gotta do all that, and that's what you just did.
Winning season 13 of American Idol introduced Johnson to the nation as a powerhouse rock and roll vocalist. He proved he could pull off Steven Tyler, Steve Perry, Robert Plant. Now, 5 years later, like many whose fame has come from American Idol and other singing competitions, Johnson is motivated to prove he's worthy of attention for his own music. His new album is called Born from Southern Ground, and it's born to showcase Johnson's range and power and original music.
Born from Southern Ground is me. I wrote that record. I co-produced that record. I funded that record. That is nobody else telling me what to do.
Johnson is referring to the sweet and sour deal that locks in every televised competition winner. Yes, they receive recording contracts, but the artists have little to no say in who produces their records, where they're recorded, or how they're marketed. Johnson stops just short of disowning the first album he made months after winning American Idol, critical mainly of the sound and the record label's choice of producer.
The show got canceled on Fox like 2 years after I won it. And so all the contracts were null and void. And I was like, hallelujah. And I was a free man. Just a new man.
Now at age 28, Johnson is quick to say he wouldn't be where he is today if it weren't for the show. He was singing in Asheville cover bands and another group that had made a record of original music. And he had already auditioned twice for American Idol, getting as far as the Hollywood round, but no further. His father, a college football coach, encouraged Johnson to audition yet again.
Third time around, I had got some shows under my belt. I had a record that I had done. I was very much fully aware of who I was as a singer and as an artist, and it paid off in spades.
Johnson went from someone not well known even on Asheville stages to literally an overnight sensation across the country.
After the show, I definitely got very paranoid because of the celebrity aspect of it. When you come from like obscurity to that national stage, it's like you kind of don't know where to land.
Along with Johnson, there are 18 different people with songwriting credits on Johnson's debut album called Testify, and it fell from the Billboard charts as quickly as it entered. So too did Johnson's national profile, for which he's thankful. He used some of the cash he won from American Idol to hire musicians and a producer, pay a recording studio, and shoot the first promotional video for Born from Southern Ground.
It's not about Idol. It's not about TV. The pressure for that is off to where I can just focus on why I did this in the first place, which is the music.
On the record, you'll hear deliberate nods to bands such as Aerosmith and the Black Crowes, and aside from Johnson's voice, it's hard to pick out any distinctive traits in the music. Johnson wears that as a badge of pride.
I want to make music that I would listen to. Black Crowes is one of those bands that I love listening to. Aerosmith is one of those bands I love listening to. Queen, Zeppelin, Meatloaf, Bob Seger. The record taps into the vein of what I love and music that I obsess over.
Today, while he's still recognized in public from time to time, Johnson said he's happy to pull away from the expectations that come with wearing the sash of American Idol winner.
Me being a rock singer, and especially even on Idol, it's still a lot of hard work. We still are having to work and grind in the club circuit. I'm going to have to push and tour this record for like probably 2 years.
That brings another challenge for Johnson. He is suddenly in demand as a vocalist for hire. He's now fronting a new version of the band Meatloaf called Bat, and he's among the scores of vocalists brought into the touring fold of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Johnson and his band, the Ramblin' Saints, launch Born from Southern Ground with a pair of shows June 13th and 14th at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.